Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Nicole Garrett, who is the Senior Talent Partner at Meltano. Nicole, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Nicole, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thanks, Paul. So I am with Meltano, and we are a data ops platform. We're working in open source right now. We're a very early stage startup. We just celebrated our 1 year birthday, woo, in July. So that's very exciting. So currently we're open source, but we want to make data accessible for everyone and help them really make their data work for them. At Meltano, I am the first HR hire, which is very exciting. And I get to build the HR department from the ground up and really work with the team to make Meltano the absolutely best that it can be and be the place that all the cool kids really want to work at. So that's what I'm doing there. To answer your question though, I think there's a few best practices, but the number one most important in my eyes is communication. Mm. It seems very, oh, well, everyone communicates, we're all experts at it because we all do it day in and day out. But I have actually found in my career that we all need a little bit of help in that communication department. So when it comes to communication, we think of it as just speaking. I have found though, one of the best practices is actually listening a bit more than you speak. We need to listen and really listen to understand instead of just listening to respond or communicating to be understood. A lot of the problems that I see in organizations or misunderstandings even come from that communication. If we just took a moment, stepped back, took a deep breath, really listened to what each other was saying, we find, and I find this very funny as an HR professional because I listen in on a lot of different meetings with an outside perspective, is that 9 times out of 10, they're really after the exact same thing. They're just communicating it in a bit different way. But we are all unique. I always find the term snowflake very amusing when referring to millennials or other individuals. But I find it funny because we are all like snowflakes. We're all very individual. No two of us are exactly alike. And our communication styles really are a bit different. But listening and really being clear in your communication, that's where you build that trust. And you can't have any sort of team collaboration or leadership without trust. So that is another essential building block, I think, for creating best practices within your organization. If you don't trust the person that's leading you into battle, so to speak, then you're really not going to give your best work. You're not going to put your best foot forward. And it's really just going to be uncomfortable and not great for everybody. I think another best practice is to leave your ego at the door. We all have one, it's, you kind of picture the old cartoons, right, on your shoulders a little bit, but ego, really, we're doing it for us or we're not doing it for the right reasons. So leaving your ego at the door, you're all working for the same organization. You all want the same outcome. So really making sure that, hey, we're in this together. It's not about me. I want to work with you. And it doesn't matter if I want to be the best or win. That's just for another time and place. Unless, of course, you're, Major League Soccer or a basketball team, then a little bit of ego is good. Last, I think humans are humans before their employees. And I think we have forgotten that over time. Mm-hmm. And so a best practice for any organization, I think, is looking at your people as humans first and employees second. We have to have those needs met, very basic needs. We need food, water, shelter in order to be our best. So ping pong tables aren't really gonna, do all of that. but treating them just as humans, the golden rule, right? Treat others as you want to be treated. So I think those are some of the best practices that companies can put into place to really be the best that they can be.
Nicole, I absolutely love those. And if I could, I wouldn't normally respond with this, but you just really stirred me to think about some things. Like, for example, we spoke about listening, how we've got two ears and one mouth. And I found that great employees, they listen twice as much as they speak, and great leaders are the same. And then how you touched on trust as well. But I always think that trust is the glue that kind of bonds people together. It's easy to say, but hard to do. And trust is really character and competence. And I love what you mentioned there about ego, because, of course, I think sometimes the best way to amplify something is to look at the antithesis. And, of course, the opposite of ego is humility. Mm-hmm. And I love there as well your reference to the golden rule. And I found that that's just a principle that you can take to any part of the world, any including the French. Well, most of the French. I'm just having fun. No child left behind. But Nicole, on behalf of everyone watches these, I just want to say a real big thank you for your very clear and practical and clear, concise, timeless principles, really, about effectiveness in the workplace, especially with the cool kids. I mean, you're working with the cool
kids as well.
It's written on the human heart. And then just a message out to our subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the complimentary webinars that we do on a regular basis. Nicole, because as you know, I'm nearly a citizen, could I offer you a virtual fist bump with an explosion?
Absolutely.
Look at that. We are, Nicole, we are cool.
We are. Totally agree.
Nicole, thanks ever so much for your time. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Paul.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.